AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tropical storm Bertha's made landfall on the southern tip of Louisiana. Ed Donahue has details.
State climatologist Jay Grimes says Bertha reached land in an area east of New Orleans.
The good news here is that the dry air continue to do their work. Bertha will weaken steadily as it moves inland. The dry air, that wind shear, and the interaction with land is going to take most of the punch out of the storm.
The storm has closed beaches from the Florida Panhandle to Mississippi. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry called the forecast encouraging, but
even a weaker storm can produce dangerous rainfall, localized flooding, and hazardous travel conditions.
Forecasters say the main threat from Bertha is expected to be damaging winds and coastal storm surge. I'm Ed Donahue.
The House has adopted a Republican-only $95 billion budget proposal in a long-shot effort to fund the Iran war and other White House priorities. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports.
The president says every time Tehran shoots at a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, Washington will destroy an Iranian bridge or power plant.
They're going to pay a big price.
He spoke as the unpopular war spirals, with both sides exchanging fire. He was heading to Dover Air Force Base, where the remains of four American troops killed in the Middle East were returning to their families.
All I'm going to say is, we love you, we love your child, and that's what they are to them, they're their children.
18 U.S. service members have been killed since the war started nearly 5 months ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The latest strikes by the U.S. and Iran sent oil prices higher again. Brent crude settled above $94 per barrel, while U.S. gasoline prices jumped another 4 cents to an average $4.06 per gallon, according to AAA. This is AP News. The Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo's now killed more than 1,000 people. Hai Panjwani has the latest.
It's a grim toll in what's already been declared the fastest Ebola outbreak in history. The latest update from Congo's Ministry of Health shows that over 2,400 cases have been recorded. Trish Newport is the emergency program manager for MSF.
There are places where you have one community death in a new area, and in a few days you have 17 new cases. It's such a great example of how infectious anyone is that stays in the community as soon as they have symptoms.
The outbreak declared on May 15th is unlike most previous Ebola outbreaks because the virus responsible for it has no approved vaccines or treatments.
The people arrive very, very late, either because it takes a long time for them to get to where we are or because it took a long time for them to be diagnosed with actual illness. And so this is challenging for our teams.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.